to teach you something that I believe is going to be a blessing to you. If you've known me for up to 1 year, this is not boast, this is me being honest. If you've known me for up to 1 year and your financial life is still struggling, you don't know. It means you've come to receive and not to learn. It's two things. You either come to receive and learn, or you've come to just receive and not learn. One of the dangers of being here and being there is that you won't know where you drink from. We have Coke. We have Biggie Cola. Is that correct? The both don't have the same taste. The real truth is that the essence of another brand coming in is to make this brand, if you are bringing a new brand to the market, yours has to be cheap. If you must sell, it has to be cheap, because you can't compete with the one that they already know. Is that correct? When the price of a particular brand that is popular, for example, I use Coke, and the price of Biggie Cola is the same price, maybe 200 naira each price. You see, now the essence of buying it now will not be dependent on the quality of the products. If one was cheaper than the other, you can say, because I don't have 200 naira, let me go for the one of 150. After all, the same quantity, but it will serve. But when both that two brand are same amount, then what comes into consideration is now the quality. No longer quantity, no longer price, but the quality that you will get from each of them. Is that correct? Avoid being a sheep that has no shepherd. Does that make sense? Avoid being a sheep that has no shepherd. Praise the Lord Jesus. I've told you guys to just post a notice. So hard. I mean, how much will it cost? Just put a notice. So expensive to just buy a notice. Praise the Lord Jesus. The Lord said that it's a season of preparation. It's a season of preparation. What are we preparing for? What are we preparing for? I was talking about shepherd, being a sheep without a shepherd. Now, we have sons that don't know what sonship is all about. We have fathers that don't know what fatherhood is all about. We have fathers that have the mentality that the only thing they need from their son is their tithe and their offering. Then we have sons that have the mentality that the only thing I should give to my father, as my spiritual father, is my tithe and seeds. Then he will speak word over me. He said, that is not how it was. It's because the sons, most of the sons are now richer than the fathers that they submit to. So because of that, the fathers no longer feel that they have the ability to correct the sons. Some people accept sonship just so that it will be that I have sons and daughters. No longer so that they can overshadow and see over the sons that they have. That is, we have so many sons. We have so many fathers. And we have so many people that is on our pulpit that they are bastard. They have no father, they have nobody. Everybody is their father. Every wind that blows is their wind. And we have different doctrines flying over. Most of all are human beings that don't have, many people don't have pastors. Someone was telling me, he said, man of God, I have this issue. I said, this is the issue your pastor should handle. He said, I am afraid of telling my pastor this weakness, because if I tell my pastor this weakness, my pastor will talk about it in the church. And maybe if I have issue with my pastor, he can use it to speak against me. You see, the fault might not be from the pastor. The fault might be from who is mentoring the pastor. The pastor was not taught that counseling will die with you. Whatever people counsel during the time of counseling, whatever people tell you in confidence will die with you. No ears else will hear it except you. Only you and God will know it. We have people that don't know where their tithe should be going to. Today they sow here, then tomorrow they sow here. You know what they're doing? They're checking. Okay, I don't sow for this one. This month not too good for me. More will sow here. They forget that there are seasons. You can sow in this person's ministry. Then his ministry might have the season of 2 months for what you sow to germinate. And then you now say this one don't work. Then you now sow in this ministry. Then the germination of this one now came. You now assume this is the one. And you keep sowing. Then you start dropping. I saw somebody. I'm telling you this because of what happened to a young boy called me on the phone. He said, this is. I said, okay. I said, see, that place where you are sowing your seed, don't stop sowing. Don't stop it. Keep. He said, but I don't know. I think it's wise to sow here. I said, oh, go ahead. It's fine. He went and sowed. All of a sudden, difficulties began to come. Difficulties begin to come to his life. I don't know how to call my call phone and say, okay, the reason why it's happening is because that man you were given was the right place you should be given. It was that place you were given and you began to grow. Then all of a sudden you thought you are now wise and you stopped giving. Difficulties came. We no longer have fathers. Most of us don't have pastors. I spoke to a young man. I said, who is your pastor? He said, I don't want to call him up the church. It's a popular church. I'm in this church. I said, call the pastor. It's a good church. You are in a wonderful church. Call the pastor. He said, I don't have my pastor's number. I said, what? He said, he's a big pastor. So people, I said, he must have sub-pastors. He must have junior pastors or resident. I think they used to call resident pastor, residential pastors. He said, I don't have any of the number. I said, this situation, I can't handle it for you. You can meet your pastor. Because only your pastor knows you very well. Who is your pastor? Some people don't have pastors. Some people, as they're speaking to them now, they have more than 18 numbers of different men of God. Someone called me on the phone. He said, I said, before you called me, you called 2 other prophets for this same case. He now kept quiet. He said, if you call me again, I'll place a curse on you. Oh, some of you, I'm very nice on calls, but sometimes I'm mean. Yes. You must have a covering. Because preparation, you might go to another church now. They will tell you it's the season of harvest. Now, it doesn't mean that that person might be wrong. Hello? Here is saying the season of preparation. Is that correct? And that church is saying the season of harvest. It doesn't mean they are wrong. Each pastor is being given a season according to his own sheep. Does it make sense? So, if you are in the sheep, as a sheep to that church, it's your season of preparation. If you move from that church and go to another church that is having harvest, you can't have the harvest. You might join them in celebration that you are having harvest. You can't have harvest. And when you come back to your own church, because you didn't follow them to do what they did for the season of preparation, when they enter into the season of harvest, you can't enter harvest. You are still left in the season of where? Preparation. That is why it is important that everyone has a shepherd. Someone that can be sleeping and the Lord will have legal right. A person can come before God legally and say, Father, that's my daughter having this issue. What must be done? And the Lord will speak because the Lord knows that he has entrusted that soul over to your hands. The Bible said that we will give an account of every soul that he entrusted into us. There are some of you, we go in the spirit and we say, Father, that sister, Lord, what about the marriage? The Lord said, that one is not with you. I said, he's a member. He comes to church. He said, nah, that one is not. That one don't even have a shepherd. He doesn't have a shepherd. No one can make a request. The Bible said that God said that I have chosen Israel. He chose what? Israel. He chose them to become their God, to become their king. He chose them. Because if he had chosen other people, he wouldn't be using Israel to defeat others. He chose them. My sheep hears my voice. In this season, is a season whereby you must discover where you belong. Stay where you belong. When they come to the season of fasting, die in the fasting. When they come to the season of prayer, pray and die. When they come to the season of harvest, harvest bountifully. Have a season. A man that can oversee it and tell you that this is the season you are in. I came for counseling one time. I saw people. Whenever I come for counseling, I'm like, I'll see different faces. I said, wow. Whenever I see any member here in counseling, they don't always come and say, I'm having one issue or no. They always come and say, ah, daddy, there's something I did. I want to know, did I do it well? And I say, oh yes, this is how to do it. You know why? Because from the teaching, they are learning. A man of God should not be coming to a place and seeing his church member, all the church members coming for counseling. It means he's failing. In as much as it would be nice to have crowd waiting for you for counseling. If I'm done teaching you now, and I say people that want to see one-on-one come out, and all of you come out, I failed. It means that everything I taught didn't enter. But if you came to ask question, or there's a situation you've tried to the principles I've taught you and it didn't work, and you needed to understand, the man of God will know whether if you needed more authority, or you just needed to read a particular book, or if it is something that he himself has to declare upon based on his own authority. We don't have fathers. The fathers we have now no longer have time for us. A spiritual father will have over 1,000 children. How do you know them? Because they don't know how to tell you no anymore. Is it not best you have 12? Jesus had 12. And we know we had other 70s and left another 300s. But it's not best you have 12. Then from that 12, others can be linked to those 12. If we finish ministration on this earth, if we finish our work on this earth and we don't raise disciples like us, we failed. If you finish this earth and you have not raised someone that can do what you do, you failed your generation. Praise the Lord Jesus. Say the season of preparation. The season of preparation. Many of us have not received from God because we are never prepared. We are not prepared. Many of us have not received from God. What is preparation? The action or process of getting ready for use. If I say prepare, you mean you are preparing yourself for a particular action. Is that correct? And preparation is an action itself. Hey, come, let's go. Prepare, let's go to church. What happened? You go to take your bath. Going to take your bath. Right time I check, verb. Bathing is an action word. Is that correct? Going, walking is an action word. Is that correct? Putting on your shoe is an action word. And it's a process. So if I'm to prepare, I'm getting myself ready for church. It's not the same thing you wear for dinner party that you wear to go to church. I don't know if I'm correct. Is that? Okay, most times it's possible to. Let's find something else. I'm not a lady, so I don't know. I had dinner gown or something. So, okay, it's not what you put on for wedding gown. Okay, use that one, going to church. It's not what you use for wedding gown that you use for intercessory ministry. You can't wear wedding gown and go to intercede for people. How will you pray? No strength. Before you want to kneel down, you are holding the big thing to shift it one side. And you are finding your knee because, you know, when they put it on, they look fat. They can't even see their legs. Praise the Lord Jesus. Preparation. If I am going to the farm, if I said I'm going to the forest and I'm going with a gun, what am I? Who am I? A hunter. But if I say I'm going to the forest and I'm going with a hoe, who am I? A farmer. How did you tell? Because of the instruments that I'm using, you can tell. So you are preparing for God to bless you. But we are not seeing that preparation around you. You want God to bless you, but we are not seeing the preparation. Lord, I'm getting married this year. Where is the wedding gown? Lord, my business will start this year. Have you even gotten the name for the business? No. There is no preparation. And God will not do a thing until you are prepared. Why will God throw a ball to you when you know you can't catch it? You have to put on your glove and get ready to catch. Then he will throw it to you. It's only when you are prepared, then he will know where to throw it to. There's something about children. You see a baby of maybe a year old, you are eating granola or something, the baby comes, you tell them, let me give you. They are so funny. They open their hands like this. In their mind, this is big, I will carry everything. The more you pour, at the end of the day, there's only one that will remain in their hand. And even that one will be shaking. And they will just squeeze it like they carry so many things. And then they will try to put it in their mouth. They end up putting it at the wrong side of the mouth. The thing will now fall off. And you're wondering, then why did you open your hand so much? But do you see, if that child had come and stand looking at you, say, oh yeah, take now. And the child just keep looking at you. You will not give him. But if the child opens the mouth, he's telling you, oh, daddy, the mouth. If the mouth is closed and he opens the hand, he's saying, dad, the hand. Are you seeing it? Some of us have not given God the option of how to bless us. Praise the Lord Jesus. I told you that preparation is an action or process of getting ready for use, for you to be used in this kingdom. The key word is action, ready and to be used. Are you prepared? Can we go to the book of... In order for us to understand, we must understand what season is all about. So Genesis 8 verse 22, please. We must also look at what the Lord said about seasons. Genesis 8, 22. As long as the earth remains, as long as the earth remains, there will be planting and harvest. So this thing is not controlled by Old Testament or New Testament. Whether Old or New Testament, this thing must work as long as the earth realm exists. One of the biggest messages on a daily basis, if I receive 100 messages, I know I receive about 300 messages a day, just on WhatsApp. Out of that 300 messages, about 100 or 80 will be, I need financial breakthrough. And I'll tell them, you've not been listening to our teachings. Because if praying and fasting gives financial breakthrough, prayer warriors and intercessors will be the richest people on earth. Materially, they are the richest on earth, but materially. You see, when it comes to wealth, God does not say, come and present it, because there are people that can stay 7 hours praying to God for wealth. Money, 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 money. So God said, it's a principle. If you want me to sustain you, do something. Show me you are prepared for it. Show me. You want my son to die? You want me to sacrifice Jesus? Give me your Isaac. You want redemption to come? Give me your Isaac. You want me to give you a prophet? Give me Samuel. And David said, I will not give God what will not cost me. I won't give God what will not cost me. Some people say, man of God, giving is not about money. Giving can be your time. When was the last time you stood while in the place of prayer and dedicated 20 minutes to praying for the pastor that you call your pastor? 20 minutes. When was the last time you asked the question, man of God, how are you doing today? The only time you see the man of God is the day of program. You now come and we are done. Daddy, good morning. Daddy, how are you? You're looking nice. The next time the man of God sees you is either counseling. That's what they do me. Whenever you come before the man of God, there is a complaint. You've never tested. Daddy, God bless you today. We have commonized. Do you know that we have commonized testimonies? We choose the kind of testimony we want to hear now. So people don't even know that taking water is a blessing and a testimony in itself. If you drink water and it enters the wrong pipe, you will know that drinking water and dropping cup is a testimony. You know, we choose what is a testimony now. Do you know that Not being able to pray for 30 minutes and now you're praying for 1 hour is a testimony. Do you know that being confused and when you started coming to a particular church and you start hearing the word of God, your life begins to make sense, a testimony? You think testimony is only when finances come? Kai, my brother, you're not prepared. Do you know that walking in Oka, trekking from Oka to another junction without being mobbed is a testimony? You see people just come and kill people. You don't know these things. I heard a story. They said this woman will always come and say, Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, that I drank water and I'm alive. Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, that I can breathe. Lord, I want to thank you, Lord. So the pastor said, no, we know your testimony. She was coming the next pastor said, oh, don't worry. We know your testimony. That's not the type we are looking for. So that day, while the pastor was done eating, he took a cup of water. As he was drinking, he entered the wrong pipe. The pastor spent 2 days in the hospital. They said, according to you, they said that when the pastor came the next day, he said, madam, come and give that your testimony again. I know God wanted him to see that, see, every breath you take for granted is a promise of breath I've given to you. God is not doing anything for me. You are an ungrateful fool. You can walk. You can speak. You can talk. You saw your dad or you saw your mom. You have an uncle. You have a phone. Do you even know how you subscribe data? You think you just wake up and money comes? God is constantly, every time technology is growing, God is constantly meeting your needs. Constantly. Not just you. He's meeting the need of everyone. My prayer time, please. Yes. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, as long as the earth remains, there will be planting and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night. But we're going to be working on planting and harvest. Do you know when you see the word and means wait? And is a distance. And is an object that tries to connect a distance. And why wouldn't you say there will be planting harvest? No. Planting and mean there's a period. James and John is connecting something together, but in that between there is a space. Jesus, follow me. I don't want you to lose me. Now let's look at the book of Ecclesiastes 3 from verse 1. Follow me, don't miss me. That's why I said that this is a compulsory gathering. I don't want anyone to miss anything here. I'm pleading for those that are not present. Chapter 1. Yeah. He said, for everything there is a season, a time for every activity under the heaven. Next verse, please. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to harvest. A time. That way we're picking on that plant and harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Some of us are asking God for a blessing. We have not planted anything. Some people are now, if you go there, they say, the Lord said, I'm in my waiting period. They are waiting. But when the season of harvest comes, there was nothing that was planted, and then they will harvest nothing. The Lord said, He said, do not be worried. I'm a God that cannot be mocked. Whatever a man sows, he reaps. So even if others are sowing January, and you refuse to sow, and the harvest will be on March, on the March day, others will gather, you will gather. But others will harvest, but you won't harvest. Because you never planted. I was listening to a story that, oh my God, the story made me, you know, I finished teaching at the program in Lagos, so I was with the pastor, and the pastor was telling me a story. He was saying, this thing you are saying is just the same story that happened to our sister. I said, which of your sister? He said, this sister was in school. He said, until this sister traveled out of Nigeria. That was when the story came that this sister prayer was every night for 4 hours. Her prayer was, Father, send me my destiny helper. They said for 4 hours, that was what she does every night in school. Nobody knew about the story until when she traveled. Then people in school were now saying, see, that was what she was always praying at night. It has happened to her. Look at how God blessed her. One day a lady was having issue with blood or something. The lady fainted. So everyone in the school was videoing. They brought out their phone. They were videoing how, you know, someone that was bleeding. Hey, yeah, she go die. You make una carry her go hospital. Said she felt bad. So she rushed the lady and took her to the hospital. They said they need blood. Lucky for her, she was all-round donor. I don't know what they call it, O or something. So what she did now, she now donated her own blood. So later, all of them finished school, went their own way. So some years later, they say it's about 4 years. So she was just sitting down and she lost the contact. So just the young lady came and touched her. And she turned back. Say, they greeted themselves. He said, it's been long and everything. He said, yes. He said, I lost your number. He said, yes, I traveled abroad. I'm in the UK now. Me and my husband married me and we did papers, went abroad in the UK. And he said, let me have your contact. One thing leads to another. He said, okay, since you are done with your school, you need to come over. You want to school abroad, just come over. Just do your exam. She wrote the exam. She passed. There was no money to pay. The next day, she wrote the exam again. She passed. There was no money. While she was doing that, her waiting, she was praying for a destiny helper. The next time they said it was 3 million that they need to pay. She said she doesn't have the money. She ran up and got 2 million. Then the friend called her. He said, if not for you, I would have died. Because of that, I'm giving 1 million for you. And the friend brought her over to the UK. He's not yet done. Brought her over to UK. Said, you will stay with me and my husband till you get your job. The same friend got a job for her and said, you will stay until you get your own apartment. So while she was waiting in prayer, there was a seed that was planted. Every time Hannah was crying for a baby, she was always going to the altar to plant the seed. Said a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest. You can plant something and on day of harvest you will harvest little. I will teach you. So let our focus be on that time to plant and a time to harvest. So I want to ask you a question. Are you waiting on the Lord? If you're waiting on the Lord, what have you planted? What seed have you planted? You're waiting for God to bless you. What have you done? The God that I know can favor you, but God that I know is a principled man. Do you know that even when God favors you, he wants you to still keep planting? The problem we have, Jesus, let me show you something that will help you. Let me borrow somebody. Brother, let me borrow you. Please come. Now, this can be a brother crying and asking God for blessings. Lord, bless me. Lord, increase me. Lord, anoint me. Lord, empower me. Lord, and I will give everything I have to you. And God sees how determined he is. And God said, don't worry, I will open the door. You know, God always wants to be the first to bless. Whatever you think you have, that you think God did not give you first, you are lying. God is always the first to bless. The first blessing God gave to you was answering your father's prayer and your mother's prayer for you to come. The second blessing was you being delivered successfully. The third blessing was him watching you over when your father and your mother was not there. With the kind of mates we have now, boy, you would have been dead. A maid could easily just put her out and give you and bore your throat, and for that you can't speak for your life. Are you seeing every time God is protecting you? That moment you are about to fall, and all of a sudden your father formed James Bond and caught you. It was not your father that caught you, it was the heavenly father that did that. Your father naturally does not have the strength. He was the one that touched him to look, because he needs a man to function. So if you are praying and asking God, Father, I'm waiting. The Lord will say, you know what, son, I'm going to open a job for you. And the Lord will open a job. Now your qualification and everything you need in life merit that the job you will be working should be giving you at least 50,000 or 70,000. Let's make it a random figure. It's 100,000. According to your qualification in school, You should be paid 100,000 a month. So the Lord did not open the job of the 100,000. You have applied several, nothing's coming. God says, see, before I allow you to get that job, I need to know if you have the heart for me. God does this. With every blessing that Job had, devil just came and God opened the chapter of Job. He said, where are you? Come. Have you seen my servant, Job? Job was so innocent at home. But because God was always providing, God needed to test him to see. God was not tempting him. God was testing to see him. So the Lord will open a job of 25,000. You say, no, I'm bigger than this. Brother, shut up. You can't help yourself when people want to help you. Shut up and take the help. People say there is no job in this Nigeria. They are lying. It's because they want to embezzle funds. There are jobs everywhere. Just that you will say that the one that can fit your ego. How can you be earning a salary of 50,000 and you want a girlfriend? Do you lack sense? You give her 30,000, you give 20,000. And the lady is not doing any job. Wakes up in the morning one day and feel like my friends are rolling with Brazilian hair. And she calls you on the phone and says, honey, Brazilian hair or we break up. And you start borrowing from every application. You borrow 100,000 to pay 120. At the end of the day, you say, man of God, I want to commit suicide. I'm in debt. May the angel of the Lord slap you there. That's why they sang that song. You want to cheat with the big boys. You want kitty kitty abina kitty kata kata. Hear that song. You want to cheat with big boys. You want to run kitty kitty abina kata kata. Now you are chilling with them. Your bills cannot pay. So when the Lord opens the job of about 25,000 naira salary, he gives him. Now the Lord is saying, I've given you this job. This is my job for you. This is 25,000 naira. Is that correct? Now God will say something. He says, son, I've given you. Now that you have reaped. Because the moment you start working, the moment you get the job, that is planting. Oh, you hear this one. The moment you get the job is planting. The moment you are working for 31 days, you are waiting. That is the waiting period. The moment they pay you salary, that is your harvesting period. Oh. Then after you are done harvesting, God is waiting for you to plant again. But you know what you did? You took the money and you pocketed it. And you say, God, I know you provide that. And God is saying, no, hold on. I started with you so that you can give me seed. From the essence of what you have, give me some seed to plant back. So that you can have every season. Son, come back. Okay, take 70. Give me 30. Let's plant again. And you say, God, don't worry, your provider, sufficient God, Oluwa, Oluwa, bam, bam, bah, you're there for club. Oh, pop champagne, we're 25,000. Nigeria, to live in Nigeria, data will take 10,000 already. But if you are wise, whenever you receive, you take out. You see one thing, if you are a farmer, I'm a farmer, so I know these things. When you do cassava, when you plant your cassava, do everything, once it is time to harvest, maybe if you are using agri, it should be 6 months. If it's not agri, you should be preparing for at least a year. When you are done, the stem of that cassava, you don't just throw all of them away. You keep some because you use them to replant again. If you throw all of them away, for you to get the next stem, you have to go and buy. So why will you buy what you have already produced? That is how most of us are. We are waiting on God and yet we don't have any preparation. We are waiting for God to open a mighty door and yet we are not preparing. Galatians 6 verse 7 please. Many persons are waiting for the Lord for a seed they never planted. Galatians 6, 7 to 8. He said, King James. He said, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. If all you can plant is jealousy, you will reap jealousy. On that day when they hit the floor, they'll bring out the uproot, you uproot jealousy. If all you sow is evil, greed, you will reap it. If you ever sow bad seed and reap good seed, then God is not faithful. then that means this scripture is a lie. He said, do not be deceived. He said, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. He's not mocked. He's faithful. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Praise the Lord Jesus. So to receive from the Lord, you must be prepared. And to be prepared, a seed must be planted. Some of you might be asking, man of God, what is this seed? Let us start planting. Hold on. Be patient. Thank you, Jesus. You want God to bless you, but you're not prepared for the blessing. Come. Come. Just stay there. Stay there. Oh, yeah. You catch it. Yeah? Oh, yeah. Catch. What did you notice here? He was prepared. There's no way I'm going to throw this until he gives me the hand. You notice that when he came, he was standing. So I told him, catch. Then he was still standing. Then I waved it. Then he brought out his hand to catch. If you are not prepared, you will never catch it. I didn't use an adult so that you won't say, he knows. So you can't say, God, I'm still growing. No. No. You should know. Thank you, my brother. You can sit down, oh. God, look like say you could beat me now. You understand what I'm saying? So are we prepared? Father, I want that oil of Catherine Kuhlman. Lord, I want to prophesy. A young boy, while our program in Lagos came, he wrote something on the paper. What he wants God to do for him. While we are prophesying, we located him. Gave him a prophecy that has to do with the year. He said, wait. I was wondering. He brought me. He said, look at that. I wrote it down. I was like, how could I have known what he wrote down? And he just shared a post that he went to a place and all of a sudden he was prophesying. He's not a prophet. You saw the post? He said he went to a place and he was prophesying. He was what? Prepared. He wrote what he wanted. Some of you, if I call you and I say, what do you want the Lord to do for you? Say, it's a pen. Financial break, but man of God, it's not say go can't. Lord, use me. That use me is just fake. It's just so that mark result. You're not ready. You don't want God to use you. If it's for you, you would have said, God, avoid me. Just bless me. That is it. That first use me is just fake. You're just saying it. Some of you, when you are done writing, you now start putting your brother's name. God bless my uncle. Bless Chinelo. Bless Chairman. All those ones, you don't mean it. You know you don't mean it. How can you say, God bless Chinelo, and you have never stood for once to pray for Chinelo? How is God blessing it? Just because you wrote it down, God will just come and bless it. If you are not intentional, you don't desire it, and you don't want it, and you don't hunger for it, he's not giving it to you. God does not throw precious things to a dog. Say, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows. See, the woman of God was telling us a story. I heard more stories than my head blew. I heard so much stories. I was with the pastor. I was with pastor. And my head was, this man was telling me so many things he did, and you are seeing proofs. I was like, God. A woman came and said, Daddy, we are tired of this poverty. No more poverty. I said, Mother, Oga, take all these things, give it out. I was like, what? Ha. There was a time me and mommy did our own this thing. We even gave out our DVD. Oh my God. We just came. Give. There's a season the Lord will start. The Lord can look at your fine TV. You see, you are buying 72 inches TV. Be happy. Good for you. You might be shocked you're buying it for your neighbor. I'm telling you what I know about God though. Just finish. Just wake up and say, Emeka, how do you see that TV? It's a fine. Say, you like it? It's a fine. Say, give it. They give it to the house of God, but he said, no, give it to your next door neighbor. So, but the guy gets 2 inches now. He said, no, give it to him. He said, God is not speaking. This is not the Lord. Devil, I bind you. rebuke every false voice. And you'll be saying it like you are so holy. Every foul voice. Paya, kata, keka, come on. Don't tell me that nonsense. It's the Lord that provided this so that I can watch his program. You see now, his program. I'm telling you, I will teach you how to come out of poor. See, I'm telling you, you can't be poor connected to this ministry. It's not in our lineage. It's impossible. Other ministries have their grace, so they might have bigger ones. But I'm telling you what I know that is here. There is a neighbor in your house. That boy is not going to school. Your feeding money is that boy's school fees. You see that boy every single day. You buy him biscuit and that boy is happy, smiling with you. Brother, you can do more. Send him to school. Onye bulogi, and you won't die. What is the seed that you have planted? I told you people how I got, was it 3 million naira? I came to my spiritual father place. I told God I needed 3 million. And the Lord said, give me the tithe of 3 million. Okay, for where now? I small good, I put the first 100,000. My body did shake, I was sweating. I put the other one. I think I was here when 1 million entered. I was in the church when the alert of 1 million entered. I paid tithes, no money. Every one naira I was showing it back to God. Because that much I wanted 3 million. Our greediness, daddy have. And you know, in Igbo we are greedy, but we like big things. But I was planning for my wedding, so I needed money. I found out that 300,000 cannot marry a wife, so I used it and did business for bet God. So when I'm betting with God, I said, Lord, I paid. Now you are the one owing me. I was here. It didn't come at once, so I was here. 1 million entered. I checked it. I started laughing under the Holy Ghost. So people, man of God, now for vision. Now the alert. Alert hypens anointing. I called the person. I said, sir, what will I do with this money? He said, no, that's your money. Keep it. Use it for your wedding preparation. God? You saw the boy that came with his last card, 5,000 naira. And you had his testimony? If you're online, you saw it. He came with his last card and stayed 5,000 naira. I said, you marry a wife for 5,000? He said, the money cannot marry a woman. So that's why I'm giving it to God to provide. How he was able to spend money and buy cow, he doesn't know where it came from. The other brother that came that time and gave this money had not up to 100,000 in his account. He wants to marry. And I said, don't worry, God will provide. Praise the Lord Jesus. We want to receive from God, but we are not prepared. Tell your neighbor, preparation. Preparation. We must be prepared. You are praying now in your house, and your prayer point is, Father, make me a king. If the Lord must make you a king, the first requirement that you must have as a king is that you must know the custom and the tradition of the land. Do you need to be made king before you know the custom and tradition of the land? No. You must know the custom, and it is part of the examination. In fact, if you don't know the custom, they can't even give you the entitlement of a king, the title king. So how can you make someone that doesn't know our culture and tradition a king? He will rule us badly. You must know how to eat like a king. You must know how to talk like a king, in case you don't know. You must know how to dress like a king. You must know how to switch from the face of a sheep to the face of a lion. Kings, if I've been with kings, I've talked with kings, I've sat with kings. See, they can be looking at you smile. The next minute, their face can switch. I'm telling you. They can be talking with you. One person that offended them will just come. The way they will just switch, you'll be like, and this is the king that was just laughing with me. He will just switch and treat that person mess up immediately. They switch back to you and say, what are you came. You are like, boy, you were just like, you have to. Even when a king is not angry, he must know how to act angered. A king can just come out and pretend like he's angry, not talking to anyone. Why? He wants you to know he's a king. It's part of it. If you read about leadership, sometimes they'll tell you that as a boss, sometimes just wake up, don't talk to any of your workers, just go. every one of them will be adjusting themselves. This one that our guy is not talking. Well, what happened? Who might be sacked? Everybody, you didn't say a word, everybody will adjust. And the other can be in his house watching Netflix and laughing. You must know these things. So you say you want to be a king and you're not yet prepared. No. No, no. You can't. You're not prepared. You can't have it. You can't have it. And one other thing is that before you become the king, you must be from the land. You must. It is expected that you are from the land. And it's expected that you know how to speak the language or understands the language to an extent. Some of us will ask God for the gifts to see in the spirit. Someone told me, man of God, lay hand, I want to see in the spirit. I asked a simple question. How many books did you read last month? He said, no. I said, okay. For the past 6 months, how many books have you read in the prophetic? He said, no, none. I said, you can see. It's not magic. If I lay the hands, it will be activated. You will see small comeback, but you can't sustain it. You need knowledge to sustain anything. You know, when we are growing, I told us prayer is the key. Prayer is not actually the key. It can be one of the keys, but not the key. Knowledge is the key. Knowledge opens all doors. Prayer helps you to sustain the doors, but knowledge can open it. In all thy getting, get wisdom. And wisdom is not possible except knowledge and understanding comes. Because wisdom is the expression of knowledge and understanding. You can't see wisdom. You don't know how men can acquire wisdom. But you can see men acquire knowledge. Then from the way men react, you can see wisdom. When I speak now, and I say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. The first thing you will notice is the knowledge, that I have the knowledge of it. Then when I begin to teach it, you say, hey, he understood it. Oh, Taliofuma. Then when you see the result in my life, say, I have wisdom. Wisdom is the manifestation of your understanding. If you read and you don't understand, the knowledge is a waste. If you have knowledge and have understanding, wisdom must come out. It's impossible for it not to come out. Praise the Lord Jesus. Some people come out and say, Lord, I want to break the family yoke in my family. I want to break poverty. Brother, sister, to break poverty, forgive me to say this, to break poverty is actually, I believe, in my own little understanding and by the grace of God and by the mercy of God, is the easiest thing to break. It seems like it's hard, but the moment you refuse to be poor, transfer that poverty to someone else. God forbid you will never be poor. Come, let me do an example. Never be poor. You will never be poor. You will always be wealthy. Money will never lack from you. Now see, if I'm poor, God forbid, and this guy is richer than me, you know, even in poverty, there are people that are poorer. And they are poorest. So if you are the poorest, and this guy is like poor, and you know, there are some people that are poor in their family that every other village, even the poor people in the village, pity for them. Oh yeah. Oh yes, I know, I'm telling you. So if you said no, I won't be poor, the first thing to do is to, if you have rejected it, transfer the poverty out of you. You see, people always give you, stop receiving from them, give them. The moment you give them, you are no longer poor. Them that are receiving are now poor. You have not just changed it in your mindset, you have changed it in the physical realm. Even the spirit realm will obey it. People that are poor are people that always want to receive. They never want to give. They believe that they are poor, so because they are poor, they should be given to. No, reject it. That's why the Bible says, blessed is the one that gives than the one that received it. You can reject poverty. It's not by saying, I won't be poor. If you say you won't be poor, act like a rich man. That is preparation. Change the status quo. Change it. Can't be poor. Won't be poor. Sometimes you come to my house, we buy food stuff. Mommy, we are saying, I say, Mommy, share this one, half. Bring nylon, let's put bag it. There are people to give these things out to. Mommy say, you will not give all now, we will not start looking for. I say, let's give it all. You see us be cutting it. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You see us will be cutting it. Do you know that if I shout so loud now, a bag of rice will fall? If I just come and say, you see bag of rice that will come. Because what? You rejected it. Some people want, just give me. Then give me. Kaina. They always come and tell you that things are hard. Refuse it. I can't be poor. Am I saying that when people give you something, you should reject? No. When people give you, when you receive 1,000 from them, take out of that one, take 400 and give to someone else. Let someone else be poorer. Not you. But if you keep swallowing it, you will be the last blood. Others will rise, you will be the last blood. You can break poverty. Any family can. Any family that is still poor wants to be poor. If there is no cost in the family, that person chooses to be poor. I'm telling you. They want to be poor. And my wife is a simple thing. Now we, they make and look like it is hard to break out of it. You change the man. Do you know why the rich are always rich? They never stop giving. A rich man will just come now and send 10 persons to school. You know that is business. If the 10 of them became great, do you think they'll forget that man? Out of the 10, 2 will remember him. I was hearing the story of the woman that called, she was having meeting in Lagos. I don't know if most of you have heard the story. Every time she would call people and preach to them about giving, she would lodge them in a hotel. Lodge all of them in a hotel. Teach them about giving. When it's done, she doesn't collect money, she leave them and go. Then she host the meeting again, teach them. After 2 years, they now said, how come this woman is teaching us about giving? And she doesn't really collect money from us. She'll pay our hotel bills, teach us about giving and leave. So they started giving. As I'm speaking to you, they say early this year, the people she trained, the disciples she trained, gave her a house worth 180 million naira. They say they gave her to choose one in Lekki and one in ZVI. Say one in Lekki and one other space that she should choose. So she said that, that she has been praying to God for a 7-room apartment, I think in VI or Lekki or so. So the man, one man has a house there. The man said, any person that come and pay, they want to pay money, 180. The man said no. So they come and told her that it's a woman that we want to pay this thing for, and the woman is a woman of God. She said that's the person she would give. And she came to the house, and that house was 7-room apartment. Everything that she has imagined to be for herself was in the house. What did she do? She didn't give them money, she raised them. She taught them. Our generation don't want to be taught how to fish. They want you to give them fish. And that's why it feels like the men of God get richer while the members are poor. Then the next thing you hear is that on AG they are wealth. Oh boy, how much do you have? Somebody said, man of God, somebody said something. He said, I heard a story. The young man said, may they use some do money. Say, after all, even in the entire destiny, how much it be? You will reject it. Whatever you don't reject will stay with you. Heal the mindset. Sometimes they give you a plate of rice. You must eat, even when you are satisfied, you must finish it. Boy, that is poverty mentality. I'm telling you the gospel truth, you don't know it. Even the Bible told you how to eat. When you are done, don't request for extra. Even when you are not satisfied, he said, don't request for it. Act like you are filled. But you, hey, why are you rice? Yeah, talker. Now you go to my extra plate. Have your wonderful seat, brother. I'm telling you how this kingdom works. You must see, you are the one to change the story. The Bible said that he that soweth in tears will reap joyful. That scripture to our life. I saw it in the life of one of our partner. Boy, this young man broke my heart one day. I was telling him, you know, I can't stop people from supporting the work of God, but sometimes I try to manipulate them not to give. I try to I told him, ah, you're having, no, this message is not for you. I know what you are going through. He said, no, not a good. The next thing I saw this boy, I said, guy, what is, why are you doing this? He said, no, that he knows something. This young man showed me his account, his bank account. And the next thing I saw his transfer, I said, guy, this thing. He said, don't worry. That same evening, his guy that was arrested was released from the prison. How? When he was telling me the story, I was like, and the Lord said, this is why I told you, never stop anyone who wants to give. Even if the all they had is 100 naira, don't pity for them and say, okay, take it back. Instead, take the 100 naira, put. If you want to give them, use your own money and give them. But never reject anything they bring. They are not giving it to you. They are giving it to my Lord. It's not a must to give to the author of God. There are people around you that need your help. Sometimes you are the one. When you want to plant cassava, how does it work? The first thing you must do is to plant it on the soil. Is that correct? When you plant it on the soil, you don't just go and sit down and say it will harvest. No, because you might come, the bird might have fed on it. I used to plant corn. I have a big farmland. So I know what it is. Sometimes you plant corn. That's why you plant corns in twos. If you're a farmer, it's two, you put here and put here. Out of that two, only one they always grow. There's one small animal that always feed on corn. You just come and this squirrel just come and take it. So you now start, you will have to come to the farm and put that shokoko physics, so that if he perceives it, he will not come there. When God was teaching me farming, I didn't know he was teaching me life. He said, Emeka, now you've put it. How much did you spend? I told him. He said, now wait. The woman that takes you off my farm will just come. Say, ah, okay, we need to clear the weeds. He said, ah, and that money. He said, people that used to work, all those are Bakleke people now, it's 225 for one person. I said, how many people need to clear? He said, 4 persons. I said, that's a lot of money now. That's 10K now. You uncle, and why am I paying you money now? Help and clean. He said, no, she's pregnant. Oh, you will spend the money. If you want that corn to do well, you clear the weed. Or else the weed will eat from the nutrient of that corn. That is the waiting. So while you are waiting, you're not sitting down living a sinful life. You're not sitting down gossiping. You are waiting every time you come to check. Father, remember, we talked about it here. That is weeding. Father, how far now? When I am early, I had to challenge you. Okay, I remember. The next week, Father, Calibre goes easier. What you are doing is weeding. Weeding, you are waiting. But while you are waiting, you are doing something. Then you want it to be faster, you add more prayer, add fasting. That is like fertilizer and manure. So if it is supposed to come out in 3 months, it will come out in 2.5 months. But remember, there must be a season. You can't plant today and harvest today. Sun will happen, rain will happen, weather will happen, climate will take place, everything, photosynthesis will take place. Because the absence of sun means the absence of growth. I see my agric, I didn't waste my agric. Even while I was in school, I don't know what you are talking about agric. But when I begin to read the Bible, God brought me to that agric. Student, don't dodge from any class. If you don't meet it now, you meet it in future when God is calling you. Praise the Lord Jesus. So these things are important. So people say, how do we prepare? Genesis 8:22. We talk about the seed time and harvest time. Talk about cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night. So we're talking about the seed time. Now I told you that the seed time is the planting time. When you come, the seed time, there's a planting time. The time you come to plant the crop or whatever seed to the ground, to the soil. Now when you plant it, the waiting time is when you come to check on it. When you come to weed it. When you come to put manure. When you come to sometimes, maybe depending on the climate, sometimes the rain, there might not be rain. You were expecting rain to fall, it didn't fall. So what you do manual watering. I did it. I don't know how many people remember me then. I did it. I used to have a long pipe. I think you know about it. I used to have a long pipe. I would go to a neighbor's house and plug my pipe and on the water. Then I'll take the pipe and go to my plantation and be watering it. When I'm about to reap the plantain, they went and they light my plantain. They went and put fire, burned the whole plantain. the village people. But that's not the story I'm telling you, this one. Nobody will burn your own. People are wicked. I was the one that planted 36,000, 32,000 pieces of corn. I came, not even one. I didn't see one. They came at night and harvested the whole corn. All the corn was standing, but there was no corn. Oh, yes. Yes. So I know. So I know the pain of that. And the next year, when the Lord blessed me with some millions, I forgot the pain. That God knows how to tap in the heart. You see, while He was teaching me that, He was telling me there are people you will feed the world, and that world will die in them, because they will intentionally reject the world. Don't hate them, still love them. You're not doing it for them, you're doing it for me. At least they stole the corn, but He fed them. I mean, there's some people ate from it, it's fine. Who knows, maybe one day I bought my corn on the market itself and paid for my own corn. Who knows? And I would have been telling my wife, oh, all kind of water, this corn is sweet. Not knowing it's my own corn. And the person might look at me and know I don't know it's my corn and add me extra money or even reduce money. I'll be saying, ah, thank you, God bless you. You gave me cheap, my own corn. It's life. They are chilling with the big boys, but they will soon run. Praise the Lord Jesus. So how long it takes depends on you, depends on the season, depends on your preparation. How prepared are you for what God wants to do for you? He said, a vessel you are prepared for me. A vessel. Jesus was saying, he said, a vessel you are prepared for me. When I heard the story of that girl that she was praying 4 hours every night, my heart broke. Her prayer was for her destiny helper. I'm telling you, if your destiny helper dies, see, I understand that God can use anyone to bless you. Yes, yes, but see, there are people that God has naturally ordained and assigned for you. If their life is cut off, and my wife is the truth. It will take another cycle for God to link you again. Because God cannot force a man. God will speak to the heart of that man to bless you. God will speak to the heart of that man. God will not force him. You can pray for today, and God will go and meet someone and say, "Come, that my son Emmanuel, please go and bless him. Give him something. Give him. Just give him 2,000 naira." The man will say, hey, "Things are not hard. Things are hard. Things are difficult." God will just wait. You go and that person, "Chinedu, give my son something." Chinedu will say, "I beg you, I get problem." God will keep one. He will keep searching for a willing heart. The Holy Ghost, they try. See, me, I told the Holy Ghost, you are trying to even live inside of me, they try. Do you know what it means to convince a man, an evil man, to give without receiving profit? An evil man does not invest where he does not reap profit from. Any evil man that can kill his ego and pride and love for money, he will grow so far in life that even people, he'll be the envious of all men. The Lord told me that. He said the natural thing that is wrong with your tribe is that they have ego, pride, and they have love for money. He said, but any one of them that, see, the Holy Ghost will not just, you will be intentional to deal with it if you take it away. You see, our sister here left her work. God allowed her to be there so that she can take permission. She came while she was sweeping. She was sweeping the church, cleaning the church. God was paying her rent. She worked one day, not even up to a full day, in the house of God, and God paid for 1 year rent that same night. She didn't even know when she was saving the testimony. I told you, what do you expect? She worked in the house of God, God paid the rent. She said, for the fact that you worked and you didn't see it tomorrow does not mean it didn't happen. Some people plant mango. Some of us, you plant corn. Corn, it takes 3 months. If you plant ugu, sometimes 2 weeks, depending on the fertilizer you are using. Sometimes the fertilizer will damage it. Why am I even talking about plants here? Agriculture. So sometimes it will kill it. So if you plant yam, be prepared for at least 6 months, 8 months, depending on the kind of yam you plant. But if you pay attention on the waiting season, when you are waiting on God is when you need to be praising, praying, fasting, living a holy life. Let me tell you, if you want to be great, Umar told me this. He said, never stop giving. Never stop giving. Never stop giving. Never stop giving. God is my witness. Look at my wife here. She knows what I'm talking about. Sometimes I come back home. I'm telling you the secret of greatness. I'll come back home. I'll come back from a program. With all the stress, I'll say, ah, see what they gave me. We are giving it out. She's like, okay, what are you giving out now? You just, this is you, eat. I said, no, let's look at where we are giving it to. It is not now. You want to plant at every season so that at every season you will receive. So that even while you are waiting with a cold Amstel malt. Even while you are waiting with a cold Pepsi and bread. So while you are waiting, there is something. Have you ever asked why is it that there is a season for mango, there is a season for orange, that in every month there is a different thing coming out. Then when this one comes, that this one does not come out. So imagine someone that has the three of all those things. That means every season the person will be reaping. But do you know that there are seasons that man will plant that mango, that there will be no rain, that man will force himself to water that mango by himself. You might suffer for a whole 3 months sweating, watering it. But when he start reaping, you say, hey, the luck. It's not luck. He paid the price. Kill luck. That nonsense. Luck does not. That's why you don't see it in the Bible. Remove it from your head. Nobody wakes up and bless you. There is something you have done somewhere to orchestrate that blessing to come. There are some men of God I chat. I was showing this young boy one message. A man of God, a great man of God. He saw the reply. He was like, this man of God replied to you. Yes. It doesn't just happen. You bring phone and you type a man of God name and say, hello daddy. He said, hello son, how are you? And some people will type, hello daddy. 2 weeks, no reply. Sometimes they will not open it and not even reply. And you say, hello sir. And the person says, hello, how are you doing? One, it is grace. Two, it is because you understood preparation. No man has time for you if you don't have time for something. You see, every wealthy man want someone they can pass their legacy to. It's just that they have not found who will take it from them. You think a man, as this brother is, that you think you will not look for somebody he can just impart everything he has to? That when he's no more, he can say, that my boy, that my boy. No. He wants. But who will you find? Out of the 99, 80 might be criminals. Praise the Lord Jesus. I don't know if you are getting blessed. So when you plant, planting can be praying. Planting can be giving. Planting is not only when you are giving. Prayer is also giving. But there are different kinds of prayer. If I stand now and I start praying for all of you like I always do, there is no day that passed by I don't pray for anybody, everybody here. No day. No day. Since the Lord spoke to me about it, no day, not even one single day passes. I must stand and say, God, everyone that is connected here must be blessed. They won't die. They won't die. That thing you are doing, you are planting a seed. When one of them comes in and say, ah, my son almost died and did not die. They are saying, thank you, Jesus. No. Before that thing happened, a seed was planted. So if somebody dies, I go before the Father. Why? Wow. What about my sacrifices? What happened for the past 6 months I've been praying now? Why did this one happen? And the Lord will say something. He can say, go back and call that child back to life. So when you come before that child, you know there is a covenant that you have that can warrant that child coming back. There is a seed you've planted some months ago that can warrant that child must come back to life. But there was no seed. So when you come, you are saying, my altar is calling you. And God is saying, you have no altar. My sacrifice is calling you. God says, you have no sacrifice. You say, my covenant hour is calling you. God says, you don't have any covenant hour. You're hourless. You have nothing for me. If I'm going to answer this prayer, it's just my grace and mercy. Not you. There are some ways you will walk with God that you can say, Father, I want this child back to life, Father. In the name of Jesus, come back. And God will say, I want to take this child home. And God, you say, God, remember my son. Because of your sacrifice, God will answer. A child died. The mother did not even tell the father. Took the child and run to the prophet. I said, I told you, don't give me a child if you know the child will not live. And the prophet said, but God hid this from me. Can you imagine a prophet saying that? He said, but God did not tell me about this. Because before God has to take that life, the Lord should tell him. Because it was his prayer that brought that blessing. So if God would take it, see, there are some things that happen to people. I go to God and ask. I say, Lord, this is my member. Why did this happen? And the Lord will say, oh, son, this is why I took this thing from this member. I said, but you shouldn't. He said, oh, this one did not do this. He did this and did this, and that's why I take this thing from him. I said, okay, Father, I'll go back. I see you are pretending like I don't know anything that happened. I have to ask, Father, what about the covenant we have with Watchtower Prayer Network? What about the covenant you have with our partners? How would they be going through these issues? And God will always speak. That is why whenever there is danger, Samuel will go up to God. Father, Israel. Moses will go up to God. Father, Israel. And the Lord said that Israel has disobeyed me. I will destroy them. He said, Father, if you will destroy Israelites, remove my name from the book of life. And the Bible said that God repented. Your God, my God, repented. Repented from what he thought. God, because a man said, see, if you will destroy these people, how, he thought, God, how will it even be that you brought them out of Egypt, showed them all the powers, and came and killed them? What will people say about you? God said, okay, yeah, that's true. He said, well, if you still want to do it, take my name out of the book of life. I'm not even going to heaven. I will die with them and stay in hell. And God could not afford to lose Moses. A man that have seen the back of God go to hell. How does this explain to it that he saw God and still remained the same? Seed. It was the seed that Abraham planted, that because of that seed, his whole generation was sustained. Solomon let out worship idols now. But if you go to heaven, you see him. It's not because of him. Abraham. They were in captivity for how many years? God said, I made a promise to Abraham. There is something I have. What is the seed that God has with your family? I know for a fact that when God wants to do some things, you remember my mother. You remember the seed that my mother has been given. And he will say, Kai, because of this woman, I'll pardon you for this. What is the seed? The secret. Anything that has to do with God. Don't ever see, let me tell you, I'll tell you as my members, I'll tell you as my brothers and sisters, anytime you see God doing something, be it a program, be it a venue, be it whatever it is, make sure your 100 naira is connected to that thing. Don't ever lose anything. A woman of God was hosting a program. She invited me to come for the program. I told her, I cannot have the account number of the ministry. She said, excuse me. Most of you that watch online would hear the story. She said, I'm inviting you for my program. Why are you? I said, I want to connect in what God is doing in your ministry. It was never about the money. She's changing her ministry to a new phase in the spirit. I want to be partaker. It is the work of God. Chatted one evangelist. I said, evangelist, sir, I saw what the Lord is doing. The young man said, let me share this story with the prophet. I came to a prophet of God, he prophesied about us moving. So I chatted him up. I have his account, so I sent him some things to his account. He said, man of God, why? You are having expenses, you are moving to a place, you are spending money. Why are you giving this? I said, sir, I just want to honor what you got. He told me, the Lord said, what do you want? He said, the Lord said, what do you want? I knew he was no longer my friend speaking. I knew it was the oil of God speaking through him. I told him, he told me, he said, do these prayers. I said, yes, sir, I'm doing it. I hibernated. I knew who was speaking was no longer my friend that I know that I cracked joke with. Who was speaking was an oil. You might be looking at your neighbor as someone you are familiar with. Sometimes meet that your neighbor. Take 2,000. Okay, go and drink wine. His heart will give you joy. You have widows and widowers, don't joke with them. The Bible said that God is the husband of the widows. Anytime you give a widow something, you are doing a favor to God. God is owing you. I'm teaching you principles. Don't eat your blessings. You can't eat your cake and have them. Some churches are scared of preaching this truth because they are afraid that their member will think, man of God wants to raise fund. Okay, you can't fund the work of God. Anything you do for God, you are supporting. You are only blessing, reaping from it. God can raise men. I've seen God do wonders. Somebody was holding him. I said, I want to support you. He said, man of God, don't worry, I've raised the money. I said, no, okay, don't pay that bill. Don't pay that bill until I send my money. He said, but man of God, I've gotten the money. I said, oh God, if you pay that bill, me, I will have issue. I sold. I have to support. Let it be that my money was the transport fare to that place. Touch the lives of people around you. But one thing, you see what God is doing. Don't ever bypass anything God is doing. You see someone doing evangelism outside on the road, someone preaching outside on the road, buy that person water. Don't pass like you are a coward. Just pass. You saw someone talking about the kingdom of God. You just pass it. Nedaluno. What is Nedaluno? Hey, sir, sorry, can I pay your tiffin? I do it. I'm telling my church member, not for people outside, because so I don't look like I'm just whining myself. We do these things. It's how it should be. You meet them and you, sir. Sometimes you can sit with them small. They will look at you like you are weird. Thank you. Sometimes put in able to give them. Sometimes buy what I give. Some of them might not accept. But let it be you offered and they refused. It's your kingdom. It's your father's house they're talking about. Some of us here are members of this church. When they close church, you just get up and start going. What is wrong with you? Are you possessed? Hey, Ross, it's good to see you today. How far? No, I'm happy to see you. My brother, how far? Good to see you. Wow, you didn't come last Saturday. Man, what happened now? Bye-bye. Then you go. One person might be your destiny helper. No joke with anybody. Ha! Hey, they joke now. To that day now, they will now invite me to USA. He's not saying he's always traveling. Today, Canada. Today, USA. I'm sowing seed now. Traveling. Everybody travel to Lagos. Everybody was calling me. When are you coming back? I say, Mona, I just come out now. When are you, Daddy, when are you coming back? Dad, have you forgotten us? I say, forget you. I've been with you for how many years? Maybe I say, they give you a bottle of wine. What? What's happened? I just go out. He said, Daddy, you are now enjoying, you know. No, I'm here to suffer. Man, I suffer, die for you. Just finish program. Mommy asked me, when are you coming back? I said, wait now, let me enjoy. Let me stay one day free at all now. They come back, or there's a program. Start coming back. I went to the airport. Somebody had fun. Somebody just rushed and meet me. He said, prophet. I said, calm down. Prophet, if people hear your prophet, they will start looking. I'll be very uncomfortable looking at you. And this guy be prophet. And this one be prophet. You know that kind of thing. You enter plane. So I enter plane. One lady was just looking at me. I know you. It's possible. They don't want to just move the thing, just want to meet me. Prophet Emmanuel, touch me. God bless you. He stand up and go. They don't want to just look at me. I see you on Facebook. Someone was doing a video call. I walked past. The young man might be watching me now. I walked past. He said, that person at the back is the prophet. Please, can I speak with him? They took someone that took video call and gave me. I said, they're doing video call in airport. They say, God bless. I've been blessed by one. I say, God, I'm wearing my nose mask. Can contact virus anywhere. So I was like, So the guy was saying, he said, can I have your number? I said, oh, sure. That is how I gave my number in public there. The other person now googled me. It's weird. I'm with you. You are googling me. It's funny. No, Google. Prophet Emmanuel, okay. He's like, is this Zuba? I said, that's me. He said, this is the page. I said, yes. He liked it. He said, what about this? Those who love prophet? I think it's our group. Just like it. Okay. And after they watching my video in front of me, I was feeling so weird. Because I'm scared. He might just say, but why did you say this thing? I'll now start in airport and start teaching about, yes, you know, like the Bible. Oh my God. Then I entered plane. Someone was just looking at me. One lady was just looking at me. I was feeling like there's a spirit involved. I wanted to cast that demon. But we're in plane. She might just press one red button. True life story. She's just looking at me. Like, I know she knows me somewhere. She's just looking at me, looking at me. Me too. I started looking at her. She was looking at me. She refused to remove the eyes. I said, if I keep looking at this woman, they will think there's something else going on here. I removed my eyes. She was just looking at me. I don't know what she was seeing. But this seed I planted, if you didn't plant those seeds, none of them will meet you. Even if they see you, they will ignore you, like they don't know you. I told my wife, the person that was checking me in, said, it's a prophet Emmanuel. I said, yes. I said, I need this seed. He said, don't worry, you have gotten a good seed. That is the price. That is the price. One day, that is how I'll be flying. I'll just come. I'm flying. One of you here will just call. Daddy, where are you flying to? US. I'm paying the trip. This one will say, no, I'm paying. This one will say, I'm paying. That is the phone. And some of you will start jealousing me. Now that I'm praying at night, planting the seed, that they will travel. All the members will travel. Sometime, I will say, I was like, that was praying. Mommy said, if all of them travel, will you go praise? I say, when they travel, others, their children go stay. One woman came for prayer. We're praying for that auntie that wanted to leave for Abuja that time. And that was our member, one of our biggest members. When we are not much, yeah, you remember. We are saying we are just like three or four, and one of us want to travel. The right prayer would have been, God cancel that travel. May we get member. I prayed, I said, Lord, let her travel. Mommy said, everybody's traveling, you know. It's your prayer of travel. Everybody will travel. You come, no member. I said, let them travel. And that woman travels. There is no moon that she doesn't send card. No moon. She will send card. I stood down and said, woman, this thing you are doing is somehow to me. How can you be sending card every single time? That is how it should be. That is the seed. You too can plant the seed on us. Brother, you're going to travel. Brother, you will travel up. Pray for them till they travel. They won't forget you. They won't. God has a way of touching the heart of people. I want you, when you go back home now, let your seed be prayers. My secret, never allow anything God is doing pass you by. People will see, whether you tithe or you don't tithe, you won't go to hell. But I tell you, tithe. Go to your church. If you have a church where you tithe, tithe. If it is this ministry that you are tithing, I'm going to say, tithe. Forget it. It will not kill you. You can't die for giving. You can't die. Right from since I was small, I've always been taught by my mother to give to men of God. My mom would always tell me to give to anybody. Mothers now, you know how they used to do. Just come and pack your clothes on your unaware. Just go and say, mom, where's my clothes? And you go me and them marry. Say, mommy, I like him that short nigga. And you go me. I can't make him when I hear that. I don't know if your mom did that to you. Just wake up, mom, you don't pack some of your clothes, come out. So we used to hate it. Our dad would bring bag of rice. The next thing, we see my mother cutting the rice out. I'm like, mommy, I don't understand. I'll tell daddy. He said, don't tell him. I'm giving on the name where they can name. You'll be giving it. And now I grew up, I'm doing the same thing. All those things were making ways for my life. I don't know about my brothers, so I'm talking about myself. All those giving were making ways for me. Some favors you got, you think you just got because you just prayed yesterday. It's the seed you've planted somewhere. Should I tell you some experience I have? I've gone to a place. I wanted to buy something. Someone just came out. He said, Prophet Emmanuel, I'm paying for whatever you are taking. I said, don't do this. Let me pay. He said, no. And he paid for it. It's the seed. You just receive favor. That's how I went. I jammed the pastor one day. I paid. I said, sir, you're paying nothing. But I know what they carry. Live a life that you give always. It's not only about money. Give people good advice. Help people. Teach people the ways of God. Tell them about God. That is you giving to them. The best thing you can do for anyone is to win them over to God. They will never forget it. And every soul you win for God, you have a reward in heaven. May when you are praying, see, don't forget your destiny helpers. Father, wherever those that are meant to bless me are, lose them. The man of God has spoken over my life that that business will prosper. Everyone that is meant to recognize me, Lord, I lose them to come. I call them forth. You must be intentional about growing up. Child of my spirit, open up. Open up.
No boundaries, no limits, open up.
Just open up your spirit because you're about to speak words over your life.
Let deep call on to deep, open up. Channels of my spirit, open up. I am with the Father, open up. Boundaries, no limits, open up. Oh, let it call on to deep, open up. Oh, channels of my spirit, open up. I am with the Father.
I've not understood it this way before, but now I know. I've known what to do. I've been praying and asking you for certain things, but now I know it is because I wasn't prepared to receive. But now, Father, I'm prepared. I've known what to do. I'm prepared. I'm prepared. Just speak to Him. I'm prepared, Lord. Just speak to Him. Just allow that thought to flow through you. Lord, I'm ready. I've come to an understanding that there is a lot I don't know. I've not been faithful in my tithing. I've not been faithful in giving. There are people around me that I'm supposed to help. But Lord, now I know the truth. Now I know why. Now I have not understood the reason why I should keep giving. I've been giving and it seems nothing is coming. But now I know that there is a season. That for the fact that I'm giving and nothing is happening does not mean that you're not hearing or you're not blessing. It means there is a season. There's a season of harvest and I'm only just in the waiting. So while I wait, I keep planting seeds. While I wait, I keep planting seeds. Now I've seen the secret of reaping at all seasons. Holy Ghost. My God. Nobody will take this seed away from me. Nobody will take this truth away from me. Father, nobody will take away this truth from me. I repent. Henceforth, I will give. 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 I will give to the works of God. I will give to the widows, to the widowers, to the orphans. I will give to those who don't have. Anyone that I can afford to pay their school fee, no matter how little, Lord, I will pay. I might not be able to pay them for the whole year, but if I can pay for 1 year, I will pay. I don't care how much I have, I will give. If I don't have money, I will give my advice. I will read the Bible, study it for myself, and plant the seed of blessing to people. This truth that I've learned, I will share it to people. begin to speak over your career and your business. Lord, I begin to harvest blessings. I am prepared to receive, Lord. You said that people will come and patronize my business. I am prepared. Lord, I am waiting for them. I'm waiting for them. You said increase will come to me. You said the blessings of the Gentiles are mine. I have made space for the blessings to come. I am ready. You said my cup will run not over. I have presented my cup. Here is my cup, O Lord. Let it run over. You said that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. Lord, I dwell in your presence. I dwell in your secret. Lord, let that shadow keep protecting me. Blessing to you and your generation. You will never see them and not know. You will see them and know them in the name of Jesus. Whoever that is meant to bless you that have forgotten you. Our sister said that somebody called her. She forgot that we prayed the prayer last time and we said that those that have forgotten you will remember you. So everyone that have forgotten you, in the name of our Lord Jesus, I bring your picture to their memories. The Bible said, and the king forgot what the deed of Mordecai. And while the king was sleeping, the king became restless. And he said, bring the book and read for me. And they said, Mordecai saved you. And he said, what did I do for this man that saved me? He said, nothing. May those that are meant to bless you, may they be restless until they see you. May their base scratch them. And may wherever they are going, may they find no peace till they locate you. In the name of Jesus. May your destiny help us locate you. You see, if Lot had not located Abraham and recognized the oil that was in the life of Abraham, Lot would have been destroyed. Because not that because Lot was so holy, but it was because Lot was connected. Even though we know that Lot was greedy, but because he was connected to Abraham, he was saved. May that grace of favor that works with this ministry, that works with my life and works with Watchtower, that grace of God that answers in less than 24 hours, may that grace begin to speak over your life in the name of Jesus. I release the grace of speed. The grace of speed over your life. What took others years will take you days. What took others years to get will take you days. I speak over your life as a prophet of God, as your pastor, as a shepherd here. I speak that you will enjoy the blessings of God in the name of Jesus. You will receive open doors beyond your own wildest imaginations. The Lord will raise you as a pillar for what He is doing. I pray this prayer because you are here. One day, this is a prayer for everybody here. Because you are here, one day, only you will host programs for God. I don't care the amount. See, I tell you what I know. I speak it by this unction of the Holy Spirit. I don't care how much they call, how many millions they call. You will come out and host the program for God. Your job will be, man of God, where is the Lord sending? Whatever bill, I will handle it. Money will be submissive to you. Favor will follow you. But I tell you this, remain with God, and every of this word that I've spoken will come to fulfillment in your life in the name of Jesus. Father, anoint them. Increase them. Increase them. I open you to the realms of encounter. I've seen people, they said that they were dreaming and they were in danger, and all of a sudden they saw the angel of this commission come and set them free. I've seen people say that we're sleeping and the angel of this commission woke them up because of a danger. Right now, whatever that is about to happen, the Lord shall open your eye to see it. Whatever plan that is about to happen in your family or in your life, you will know months before it happens in the name of Jesus. Father, what more shall I decree to them? I decree, in the name of our Lord Jesus, you'll be fruitful. Fruitful in your business. Fruitful in your career. Fruitful in all you do. Because of you, nations will say that you are blessed. As I've spoken, so shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray. Just begin to thank the Lord.